AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Egyptians are mourning the deaths of Coptic Christian hostages held by militants in Libya who claim loyalty to the Islamic State group. AP correspondent Ashraf Khalil reports 21 Egyptian Christians were kidnapped in central Libya last month.
The victims are all Egyptian Christian laborers who traveled to Libya after the revolution looking for profitable work.
The extremists released a video which purports to show the mass beheading. The government is proposing rules to usher in a new era in which small commercial drones zipping through the skies are part of everyday life. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta gives examples of what drones could be used for under the proposed rules.
These aircraft could inspect utility towers, antennas, bridges, power lines, and pipelines in hilly or mountainous terrain. Academic institutions could use them for educational purposes or to pursue research and development.
It's likely to be 2 to 3 years before the rules are made final. Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore says gay marriage is a states' rights issue. He was on Fox News Sunday.
We've got this federal intrusion into state sovereignty is occurring right under our nose, and nobody is standing up. 21 states have bowed down to federal court orders when they didn't have to.
The Supreme Court recently refused to stay a federal judge's ruling that Alabama's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. Alaska Airlines says a passenger was checked by medics after a scorpion stung her on the hand just before her flight from Los Angeles took off. It's not clear how the scorpion got on the plane, but the flight did originate in Los Cabos, Mexico, where scorpions are common. This is AP Radio News. You could say there are 50 Shades of Green at the movie box office this weekend.
To what do you owe your success?
I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
It must be really boring.
50 Shades of Grey is on track to make more than $90 million over the four-day holiday weekend. It takes in nearly $82 million in the first 3 days for the second biggest February opening ever.
Are we going to stand around here all day, or are we going to fight?
Kingsman, the Secret Service, opens in a strong second this weekend. The SpongeBob movie is third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
With New England buried in snow, ski resorts are expecting people to flock to the mountains for rare powder as the region heads into the midwinter school break, a prime tourism draw. The Vermont Ski Areas Association says the state is on track with last year's 4.5 million skier and rider visits, the third best on record. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.